Welcome to the Christmas Crunch Podcast. It's only 39 days until Christmas Day. Have you procrastinated in getting your Christmas plans together? Well, you're not alone, and I want to help. Hey, everyone. I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm guiding you through 24 days of creating a Christmas plan so you can calm the Christmas chaos for 2019. Today is day 16 of the Christmas Crunch, and our topic for today is Christmas grocery shopping. In the past days, you prepared lists of items for baking, family dinners, December dinners, and food gifts. Now is the time to locate those lists. Now we need to start making our grocery shopping list to keep track of the items you may need. With this in mind, I want to share with you how I make my grocery lists, breaking them into the following categories: Christmas baking at home, Christmas family meals and get-togethers, our December dinners, and Christmas food gifts. Now that you have located your list of items you want to make, bake, serve for family, and give as gifts, go through your list and find the corresponding recipes that you need for each item. Make a copy of the recipe and place it in your notebook. This will help you keep track of the recipes you will be using this year. Place the copies in a sheet protector so you can easily have it for year after year in your notebook. Using your list and recipe, it is now time to make your actual grocery shopping list. Use your Christmas organizing forms. There are three for each topic, and choose the one that works best for you for your master grocery shopping list. If you do not have the forms, just use a sheet of paper. Break your list out into perishable and non-perishable foods so you can start buying items now at the store, especially if you find them on sale. Find a shelf or a tub to place the items in so they do not get used before you need the items. By buying a few non-perishable items each time you go to the store, it will keep you from having sticker shock if you were to buy everything at one time. I have a personal experience in this area. The first year I was married and was doing my own Christmas baking, I had a major shock. I ventured to the grocery store with a list of things I wanted to make, and I got all the ingredients and made my way to the register. When the total was over $200, my whole food budget for the month, and I had nothing for dinners, I almost cried. Needless to say, I have not made that mistake again. This topic can actually be a little tricky and seem complicated, but it really isn't, and I'm going to explain the steps I take to make my list. First, I have my list of items I want to make, bake, give, etc. Then I locate the recipes for each of the items. Next, I create a master grocery list with all my items on it for each category. I then break my list out into non-perishable and perishables using the master list for each category. Then I have one additional master list of both kinds that I fill out and take with me to the store each week and begin shopping for my non-perishable foods about 6 months in advance, buying $5 or $10 worth of items each time. It really helps to not break the budget. Taking the extra time to make out your grocery list will save you time and frustration in December. Think about looking at your list, ordering online items you can, and use the grocery pickup or delivery services your local stores offer. During the craziness of December, it is often worth the extra $5 or $10 to not have to go into the grocery store. For more information on Christmas grocery lists, join the Candy Cane Club via Patreon to get full access to all the materials in the Christmas Crunch, including over 100 pre-made forms to use in your Christmas notebook. Details can be found on ChristmasOrganizing.com. Thanks for joining me today. Tomorrow's topic for the Christmas Crunch is activities at home. So many things happen during the Christmas season at our house, and now's the time to plan. And don't forget to join our email list, like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. You can find all the links at ChristmasOrganizing.com. Merry Christmas.